Two people that work together on a field as sharecroppers, and each one of them gets a certain share of the crop of the field. Or two brothers, together were yarish one field. Or there were two people that were partners in one field, and now they want to split up the crop of this field. If one of the partners was a person who was careful about Meiser and Tuma and Tara, while the other partner is somebody who is not careful about Meiser and Tuma and Tara, the person who is careful about Meiser and Tuma and Tara can tell his partner, "You take the wheat from such and such a place of the field, and I'll take wheat from a different place in the field. Or you take wine from such and such a place of the field, and I'll take wine from a different place in the field." As even though this person is careful about Tuma and Tara and about Meiser, and therefore he's not allowed to trade with his partner, he can't take the portion that he already received and trade it with his partner, as somebody who's careful about Tuma and Tara and about Meiser is not allowed to give grain that is tevel to his friend. And maybe his friend won't take off Meiser, or maybe his friend will cause it to become tummy. But this is not considered a trade. And since they are partners in this field, when he tells his friend to take some of the wheat from one place in the field, and he'll take the wheat from a different place, that's not called a trade. Each one is taking the share that is his. And as far as this is concerned, we would say brera. We would say the portion that he took is a portion that was destined to be his. And therefore, it's not as if they're trading portions. Even though we said in the previous mission that we don't say brera. In the previous mission, we're talking about where they had already split up the grapes, and afterwards they mixed up the grapes to press them for wine. In such a case, after they split up the wine, we don't say brera. We don't say that the wine that he received came from the grapes that he put into the wine press, that maybe the wine that he received didn't come from his grape, but came from his partner's grape. But in this case, that they haven't yet split up the crops of the field, when they split it up for the first time, we would say brera. We would say that the portion that he takes is a portion that's destined to be his, so we don't say it's as if they traded portions. And he wouldn't be allowed to do that. He's not allowed to trade portions with somebody who is not careful about Tuma and Tara and about Meiser. But the person who is careful about Tuma and Tara and about Meiser is not allowed to tell his partner, "You take wheat and I'll take barley, or you take wine and I'll take oil." And since each one of them is taking a different type of food, we're not going to say brera in this case. We're not going to say that one of them was destined to have wheat while the other one was destined to have barley. Instead, we will say it's as if they are trading with each other. One of them is trading with the other so that he'll take wheat and the other one will take barley. And somebody who is a chaver is not allowed to trade with an amaretz, as you're not allowed to give over to an amaretz grain that the miser were not yet taken, as the amaretz might eat it without taking off miser, or maybe he'll cause it to become tummy. So therefore, they would not be allowed to split up the portion of the crops in this way. So has my paraphrase mission test, chaver of amaretz, she also is a VM amaretz. There were two brothers, one was a chaver, somebody who's careful about Tuma and Tara, and the other one is an amaretz, somebody who's not careful about Tuma and Tara, nor is he careful about Meiser. And the father was also an amaretz, and the father died. And the two brothers inherited the property of their father. Yahu Lamalai taught the Chitin Shabamakum Ploni, Vani Chitin Shabamakum Ploni, Ata Yayin Shabamakum Ploni, Vani Yayin Shabamakum Ploni. The chaver can tell his brother who's an amaretz, and they're splitting up the Yerusha of their father. He can tell his brother to take the wheat from such and such a place. Well, I'll take the wheat from this place, or you take the wine from that place, and I'll take the wine from this place. Now, even though a chaver is not allowed to trade with an amaretz, he can't give an amaretz wine or wheat and make a trade with him. As a chaver is not allowed to give an amaretz food, as the amaretz might eat without taking off miser, or he might cause it to become tame. But in this case, where the two brothers jointly inherit their father, this is not considered a trade. Each brother is taking his own portion of the Arusha, so therefore, he's allowed to split it up with his brother in this way, and it's not considered trading with an amaretz. But the chaver would not be allowed to tell the amaretz, "You take the wheat, and I'll take the barley." As in such a case, since they're taking two different types, it is considered a trade. And the chaver is not allowed to make a trade with an amart. Nor can the chaver tell the amart, you take the moist grain while I'll take the dry grain. And the grain which is moist had already become susceptible to become tame, and grain which is moksha to be makabel tuma is considered a different type of food than grain which is not yet moksha to be makabel tuma. So therefore the chaver is not allowed to tell his brother that you take the grain which had already become moist and is moksha to be makabel tuma, while I take the grain that's dry and is not yet moksha to be makabel.